Now, from the largest radio news staff east of the Cascades, here's Dave Jarvis with live local news on News Talk 1110. KBND.
Thank you, Frank. Good morning. Apple Computer may set up shop in Prineville. The Oregonian reports that the computer giant is considering the Central Oregon location for its next 31-megawatt data center. The report says Apple has an option to buy up to 160 acres of land currently owned by Crook County. The option to buy that acreage expires at the end of December. An earlier report says that three different companies, including Apple, want to build in the Prineville area. Central Oregon Cooperative has already submitted three different requests for connections to the Bonneville Power Administration on behalf of those projects. A federal agency says they want their money back from Deschutes County. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, back in 2007 gave the county $1.3 million to help protect homes from wildfires. The county stopped work on the project more than a year ago when FEMA said the money was being used to clear areas that were not approved. FEMA also stopped work on similar projects in Crook and Klamath counties. The agency says they want the county to return $328,000. The new Madras City Administrator looks forward to his new position and has some goals for the coming year.
It seems like we're poised to be ready to move forward. We've enjoyed the addition of a movie theater, a fiveplex here, the addition of a Central Oregon Community Campus building, and several different developments over these last few years in the midst of this recession that we're in. And so I think to be able to do that in a slow period, I just feel very confident moving forward, just excited to see what's to come.
35-year-old Gus Burrell says there is some interest in expanding the hospital. More businesses are interested in going in near the movie theater. Burrell will begin his new position on December 19th. Former Oregon Labor Commissioner Jack Roberts criticizes the way Governor John Kitzhaber is managing education reform. Roberts says the move to fire the president of the University of Oregon was wrong. He says the governor is taking too much control.
The boss of the University of Oregon and the president of the University of Oregon is more than just the individual who happens to occupy the governor's office and the Board of Higher Ed. There is a broader public involvement.
Robert says Kitzhaber is taking public involvement away with his hand-selected education committee. He's worried they'll vote in favor of whatever the governor wants and not provide any type of check and balance. Well, the Occupy movement targets U.S. Representative Greg Walden's office in Bend for its next demonstration. Organizers of Occupy Congressional District T2 say they want five town halls with Walden by next April to air their concerns. They claim they have unsuccessfully tried to contact the congressman in the past and say his electronic town halls are too detached. Walden aide Andrew Whalen tells KBND that the congressman works hard to communicate with his constituents and visits all 20 of his counties at least once a month. Whalen adds that he's been working on many bills that, if passed, will bring thousands of jobs to the area. Speaking of occupiers, Occupy Salem demonstrators have left Wilson Park next to the Capitol ahead of schedule. Chris Hovel with the Oregon Parks and Recreation says the group left the park in the same condition it was in before they started their demonstration. Hovel says the group even spread a fresh layer of bark dust and cleaned up all of the trash. The group will probably return for demonstrations from time to time. Well, Oregon Duck fans are dreaming of a Rose Bowl the day after New Year's Day. Friday's win over UCLA sends the Ducks to Pasadena, and Oregon's AAA is ready with packages, including game tickets.
The base ticket is for the end zone, and you can do upgrades from that.
AAA's Doreen Lufboro says the basic cost for three nights is $1,295. That does not include airfare. AAA is putting together charter flights as well. And a good holiday shopping season this year may also mean more car and home thefts. Bend Police spokesman Steve Esselstyn says they often see lots of car clouts and home break-ins in December. He says when you buy an expensive item like a flat-screen TV, don't advertise it to crooks by putting the cardboard box in your trash can. He also reminds you that locking all of your doors in your home and your car is a very good idea. For these stories and more, you can check us out online anytime at kbnd.com and get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35 this morning, and that one will take a look at the assistant manager spot for the city of Bend, and the Oregon Snow Survey Program says it's a slow start, but a pretty good start to the snowpack year. These stories and more coming up shortly right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.